Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice in Wonderland. He will be there.
He's going to be the headliner.
Benson Boone. Yeah, that's going to be a big show. We were talking about this yesterday. Tickets online. If you go to Vivid Seats or even StubHub, to get tickets to get into Alice in Winterland, it's going to be around anywhere from $400 to $900.
You know, I think that you should rethink a couple of things, though. I think that you've made some real big mistakes with the show.
What's that?
Well, I know that you went to the tailor, and I know you got your blue sequin outfit.
Yes, I did.
And it's split all the way down to the belly button.
I did.
And I know you think it's going to be funny, but I wonder if he'll be offended. Like the fat guy dressing up like him.
trying to be a lookalike.
I don't think so. No. I think he'll take that as like I'm part of the club. You know, it's like a uniform.
Oh, okay.
Beach has got the uniform on for the
onesie
show.
Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see it that way. I wasn't mocking.
Oh, okay.
Because
I felt like maybe what if we piss him off and then he doesn't come on stage?
I tried that on for the wife yesterday. It drove her nuts.
Did it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And did you do the backflip off the piano?
Yeah, I did that. That little gyrating thing. It hurt my back. So that's why I'm sore today.
I did that gyrating thing
that you do when you get that onesie on. But it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a big, big show. All right. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree.
Right.
We need nominations. So if you know a family, please nominate.
Yeah, here's the deal. We love it when there's a bunch of kids, right? Because it's all about the kids this Christmas. And I know a lot of families are in need this Christmas as well. So go to alice1059.com. You'll see it right there. It's just loud and right in the center. And you can nominate a family. And then later on, we find families that... buy all the gifts for those kids.
Yeah, it's a good time too. We're going to be over at Dave and Buster's, Steel Bros Heating and Air. They're a sponsor. You got Longmont Dairy's a sponsor, and of course the people over at Dave and Buster's.
And I think it's only a few more days to nominate families.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Okay. Until Sunday.
Okay. So make sure you get it in. Get that in.
You know how sometimes on this program, Jamie, you and I are ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it happens all the time.
It does.
It does. Where we say something here, we talk about something, and all of a sudden, it's a news item the next day.
Yep.
I mean, we're ahead of the curve on a lot of things. I'm looking for the story here. So yesterday, I'm watching TV, okay? I'm sitting there watching Mike Sfenity going through the channels, and I come up on, I think it was CNN. I'm not really sure which one. It was a news channel. I do know that. And remember how a couple of weeks ago, I was doing the lockup lunch?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to say it like that. It was a hell of a feature.
You know what's weird? I said, yeah, and instantly my eyes rolled. That was weird. I didn't even mean for that to happen simultaneously. Whoa.
It was one of the best.
Viral.
It was one of the best bits ever on this radio station.
Was it? Really?
That's Lockup Launch. It was the menu from over at the prison on Federal. The federal prison over on Kipling, who sent us the menu for the week, and I read it for a week and did it in the 9 o'clock hour or whatever. So yesterday, I'm flipping through the channels. On one of the channels, I find Diddy's Thanksgiving dinner has been revealed. They have the prison lockup lunch. These people, I thought of this first. And now CNN went through the menu of what Diddy will be having for Thanksgiving.
That is crazy. My God.
Would you like to hear?
Sure. I would. Wait, let me guess. Turkey. Mashed potatoes.
Cranberries.
Green beans. And pumpkin pie. Crazy.
Lunch will include turkey.
Oh!
Mashed potatoes.
Whoa!
green beans.
Yeah, crazy.
Dinner rolls.
Oh, I forgot.
Turkey gravy.
Oh, dinner rolls, yeah.
Topped off with a pie.
Shocker.
Well, look. The story is not what he's having for Thanksgiving, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's the fact that they, on CNN, is reading Lock Up Lunch.
Wow.
They're doing the exact same bit that I was doing. They stole that from me.
They sure did.
Yes.
That's
crazy.
By
the way, here's the thing. Then after they have the big turkey lunch over there at the prison where P. Diddy is, after that, they go back to the standard. They only get that for that window of lunch, and that's it. And then they go back to the standard. For dinner, they'll have peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, so they have lunch Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think they have their lunch.
What time do you guys do Thanksgiving?
Usually around 3.
3?
About 3.
Typically about 4.
4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like 5, 6.
5, yeah.
Yeah.
So our family always did it early, like at noonish, and I hated it.
That's a lot of food that early.
Yeah, so early. Like, everybody is, like, always hungry, and they're, like, right around noon or 1, we always had Thanksgiving, and then, I don't know, everybody's, like, sloth at, like, 5.
Yeah, you don't. And you need all that time to prepare, too.
Yeah.
So it takes a while. Plus, you want football on, and the whole work's going on, you know?
Yeah, it was always early.
Yeah. Now, we always do it later on in the day.
Yeah, so then they have peanut butter and jellies after their Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they go back to the regular stuff, but I thought it was kind of weird. I'm watching TV and they're doing a lock-up lunch. I'm like, what the heck?
What a weird feeling it must be, and this guy's a piece of crap, right? But going from your mansion in Miami, having it catered, having all those people there, you know, on Thanksgiving, and now you're locked up in a cell, and, as you should be, you know, just slopped
by
on.
By yourself.
Yeah, just as that... There.
They shouldn't even get a turkey lunch.
I agree.
They shouldn't even get that, being there, and for what they've done. By the way, yesterday, the Menendez brothers, did you see the outcome of that?
No, I didn't.
All right, so they went in yesterday, and they were going to make a ruling if they were going to be resentenced, which means that they would be out by Christmas if they've got, you know, got the break and everything. Well, the judge blew it off and said, no. We'll deal with this in January. Not going to let you out. You're not going to get resentenced. We're going to look at let a new DA take a look at this
I thought it was the DA. New
but
DA
here,
situation.
Here, I think Lau Menendez, I think he screwed up, okay? He's been married for 20 years, and he just announced just last week that the marriage was over, that he's leaving his wife. Now, he's in prison. He can't be going far, right? But she's been with him the entire time he's been in prison, and now that he's going to get out or thought he was getting out, he dumps her.
No, I think it was the right thing to do because so many women are in love with them.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think it was the good move.
No. It's good in his mind what he's doing, but what a schmuck. She's stuck with him for 20 years.
And now
while
maybe
he's
he
in
could actually see her.
And now that he can get out and play the field, or he thinks he can get out and play the field, he dumps her.
Yeah, I kind of get
that's
it, though.
That's a schmuck. I get it, but I'm just saying that's a really terrible move.
Yeah, he wants a buffet.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm glad that judge said, no, not so fast there, Leroy. You're not getting out.
Do they
have
conjugal visits?
They have to.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But he figured he was getting out.
Oh,
I don't
now
need
he's
the
not
visit
gonna,
anymore.
Now he's not going to have any, I guess.
No, he's screwed now.
For a month.
Do you have to be married to have conjugal visits? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Or can
I don't
you just
know what the lockup
whores
situation is. I have no idea. I don't think you just call up something out of the old, you know, Rolodex.
No.
But I have no Rolodex idea. I don't know. But
you have to either be a spouse or a registered partner.
Registered partner.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, he did screw up.
He screwed up.
Yeah, he did.
He screwed
he's
up.
Not going to get any.
Too soon.
It just shows what a schmuck he is, though. You know, this woman has stuck by you, put money into your canteen, and all this for 20 years because the whole time they've been together, he's been locked up, and she stuck with you, and then you find out that you might get out, you dump her.
But specifically, actually, in California, you don't have to be married. You just have to show that you have some sort of established relationship. So if you, like, wrote a bunch of letters to a girl and then she showed up, you could still have a conjugal visit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, you look deep into this.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You thinking about getting locked up out there or something?
Maybe now, yeah.
So I'm kind of glad this guy got pushed off, and I hope the new DA doesn't let him out.
What bad timing during an election. You know, like everybody was so excited for the release, thought it was going to happen, and then they get a new DA, and then the old DA is like, eh, look, not on my watch, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And they're claiming, the new guy take it.
They're claiming the old DA lost the election because of the decision he made to let him out.
Oh, okay.
That people were so against it that's how he lost the election. All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on this Tuesday, a couple of days away from Thanksgiving.
BJ and Jamie.
Thanksgiving.
Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can find us there. You'll get the podcast there later on today, too. It's a free app for your phone, the Odyssey app. Download it today. Oh, big warning out there. Do not wash your bird.
Your turkey?
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
Like, wash it. What do you mean?
Rinsing raw poultry won't eliminate salmonella or other harmful bacteria that can make you sick. Only cooking it to 165 degrees can do that. What rinsing will do is increase the chances of cross-contamination in your kitchen.
Boom! There you go. If you wash your turkey, you're going to put nothing but bacteria in your sink.
Oh, my God. It would so gross me out. My dad would thaw out our turkey in the sink.
Really?
All I can think of is, like, things, you know, walking up the pipes, like, some, you know, like, bacteria and stuff.
And just, like, all the dishes that get washed in there.
Oh, my God.
That is so disgusting,
too. It is so disgusting.
Yeah. I had no idea you're not supposed to wash it, though. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I guess I've never seen a turkey being washed.
I rinse off my chicken breasts.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
Should I not be doing that?
No. No poultry. No.
Whoops.
I do that all the time. I get that slime off.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to wash any, according to the report. I had no idea. I don't do it, but I didn't know you shouldn't do it. I had no idea.
You know what I find funny, though, is especially at the table last night, I was with eight girls. Everybody is like the most obnoxious expert on how to cook a turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, every one of you knows exactly how to do it.
Well, I know how I do it every year, and it turns out fine, so I don't look to make any changes.
No,
so
I know, but there are pushers. There are pushers
out
there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, there was one at our table, and she was a real pusher.
Yeah.
Adamant.
I run into people all the time that are like, you don't know what you're doing if you're not deep frying that turkey. You know what? Yours is crap compared to deep fry. Okay, I've tried it. I didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
That's fine. To each his own, you know?
Yeah.
But you're right. There's a lot of people out there that will just push and push and push.
God. Now, I will say this, and it's a kind of a good idea, maybe you want to think about it, because we had the option. My dad would make the deep fried one and then the regular one, the roasted one.
Have two.
And that was a nice mix of, because one was crispy and you'd have that piece and then you'd have the other moist piece, and that was a good selection.
I've never been able to get the deep fried right, and I know that's me. I'm sure your dad did it right. I know a lot of people do it right, but I've tried it and it's a lot of oil, it's a lot of work to do it, and it's just it's heavy.
And there's fire.
And every time I do it, Jamie, the outside's done, but the inside's not.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I have the right temperature when it comes to the oil. I just screw it up. And I'm the type that once I screw it up, I just don't try it again.
Because you can go to YouTube, I bet.
Yeah, well, I could go to Popeyes and just buy it.
Go where?
To Popeyes. Chicken.
Oh, I thought he said pot pie.
No, I just go to Popeyes and buy it because they sell the deep fried.
Did you guys hear pot pie?
I heard it differently too. I don't know why. I did.
Popeyes.
Popeyes.
It's like how you say Lady Gaga.
Gaga. I said Popeyes. But you go there, you can buy a turkey. You can buy a turkey. But I just can't do it deep fried. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
But, I mean,
just don't get it right.
Do you feel like, this is just a question, like, do you feel like your kids are worried about your food?
No.
I mean, considering somebody had to be, like, flight for life.
Like, even just a little bit.
No, I don't think so. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I mean,
you have one flight for life incident and with food poisoning.
Yeah.
It might make you a little skittish.
Like, Mom, I'm never coming over ever again.
My son was here yesterday. He's all excited about it. So
yeah, but
I don't think
they
are.
That's not the one that got flight for life.
Yeah, I don't think so, Jamie. I mean, that's the question, is you think they are. I don't think they are, because they've eaten since then.
Okay.
Remember,
they went around the corner and ate at Sonic.
Yeah, that was a different
Oh, they did leave that one day.
That wasn't a turkey, though. That was something else.
I'm just wondering, because I don't think so. If my dad had one of us on a flight for life, I'd be like, we're kind of not going to do this.
Yeah, one episode. You're allowed one episode in life, I think.
One flight for life?
Yeah. Like a Groupon, you know? Just because you had one doesn't mean you're going to kill everybody. Right?
Bucket list. Yeah. It was, you know,
and
what?
Not
you
only that,
it.
I've learned from that experience.
Right, exactly,
you know,
yeah.
I've learned how to cook better. So I think we're good.
Okay,
I think we're
going
to have a great holiday.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, this is such a great time of year, isn't it, though?
It is.
I mean, family
so
getting
exciting.
Together, food, you got football.
And guess what? My HOA, they turned on all our lights.
They did?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, ours did, too.
I'm so excited.
We're up and running,
it
man.
Looks amazing.
You know, and for me, I kind of like this holiday better than Christmas. Simply because the expectations aren't there, you know, as far as the gifts and you know, the whole hoopla. I mean, I like Christmas.
I love Christmas.
And I know Christmas is your favorite,
it
Jamie.
Is. It is.
But for me, I really like Thanksgiving, which, you know, kind of leads into the entire, I mean, we really celebrate for 2 months.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
true.
It all starts with Halloween, actually.
I'm like in love with my travel tree.
Yeah.
I love my travel tree so much. Last night, I just sat on the couch and I didn't have TV on or anything. I just looked and I was like, this is a great tree that you've put together, Jame.
Yeah. It's cool to look back at all the memories.
Now, what are the highlights of the tree?
Well, like I bought a model of the A380, which is the aircraft that we flew to Dubai on.
Yeah.
So I bought a model of it.
So it's on the tree.
The Emirates A380. Okay. Yeah, it's on the tree. Oh, my God.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I got like this scuba diving mask, and it's little. You know, it's an ornament, and it has Ralphie certified, and the date he got certified to scuba dive.
That's cool.
On the front
that's
of the mask.
Cool.
Yeah, there are so many.
Cool. That's
BJ,
cool.
It's just
a lot of memories there.
Lots of memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my travel tree, too.
Yeah.
I've got it up. I've got a picture of the Lyman Mole.
That's a keepsake.
Hang on a second.
I'm not. I love
just
the Lyman Mall.
Just because I can't go to places you go, you don't have to treat me that way.
I love the Lyman Mall.
Yeah.
And don't you have that bear from Tennessee, that famous bear?
Cocaine bear?
Yeah, cocaine bear.
Yeah, no, he's from Kentucky.
Kentucky, sorry.
Yeah, you don't travel much, do you? You thought he was from Tennessee.
Sorry,
in Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
If you remember, I went and visited that bear.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he and I are kind of buddies in the business, if you know what I mean. All right, so so I've got my tree up, too. And I've got a picture, you know, of Morrison. Just all the places
actually,
I've been.
I have a friend that has a Colorado tree, and it's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all Colorado colors and Colorado ornaments and stuff. It's actually really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people do. We talked about this yesterday a little bit. But everybody does. Now it's like a thing to do themes.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that stupid Mickey Mouse. I swear, man. If I got one, you know, Olaf. Who wants Olaf?
Disney tree.
By the way, I saw that picture you posted yesterday of Olaf the toilet. Was that you?
What?
Wasn't that Olaf the picture that you of the toilet?
Of the
that had the eyeballs on it?
Oh, no, it wasn't Olaf. It was just somebody.
You posted that, right?
I did. Okay, I apologize. Okay. Yeah. It was the day before, but yeah.
I thought it was Olaf.
Oh, no.
That's what it looks like.
I didn't think about that. But no, somebody, it's like, it looks like an older picture, but somebody decorated their toilet and they put eyeballs on it and antlers behind it.
Yeah.
And they opened the mouth of
some people do that now.
Ew. Yeah. No, I said things I won't be doing today. That's nasty.
Go to my X account, Schwedel, and take a look at that picture. You tell me you don't think that's Olaf. That's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
Really?
I thought, man, you could take a commode and turn it into Olaf.
Well, you should
that's
do
awesome.
That. But I was like, things I won't be doing today, which is decorating my toilet. But then somebody said, wouldn't it be hilarious if you decorated your son, because he has his own bathroom, right? And if I decorated it, I think he'd be so irritated.
And he just like, came home to it?
Oh my God. I think he'd just roll his eyes.
I'm a college student.
Exactly.
Hello.
Even more reason to do it.
Doesn't that look like Olaf?
It looks like Rudolph.
Rudolph?
Yeah, the reindeer.
Wrong off.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just got like Disney fever or something.
So.
Because
of
all the decorations around my house.
Yeah.
There's no like carrot nose. It's just the red nose. And then he's a reindeer. He's got the antlers. I think Olaf has a top hat, right?
So, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. That's all you're seeing is Disney characters. Everything looks.
I know. He's so brainwashed now.
Yeah. Poor me.
Right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.